Rebecca Schoenbeek-Berridge is with us today, and Rebecca is, as well as being a whanaunga from Ngāti Maru, is an actor, a dancer, and a singer, and a choreographer. She's trained both in Tamaki Makaurau and also at the Broadway Dance Centre in New York. The National Youth Theatre is bringing Disney's Moana to Manukau next month, with over 50 tamariki and rangatahi from across the south and east of Auckland bringing the adventures of Moana and her village Motunui to life on stage. Rebecca is mentoring the young cast, and she's with us today. Tēnā koe whanaunga. My name is Dale. Thanks for joining us, Rebecca.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, Rebecca. Great, I'm from Ngāti Maru too, so tēnā koe. How did you get involved with this project, Rebecca?
Well, I've actually been working with the National Youth Theatre for NYT for a couple of years now as one of the choreographers and directors. And so they asked me to get on board to help a new set of creators to do Moana.
Which we all love. Moana is like a history lesson for us all. And it's, you know, when it came out, well, first up in English, but then in Te Reo Māori, I mean, it's become almost a staple. I think it's probably one of the most used babysitters in Māori households, to be honest, Rebecca.
I would say so.
The movie was developed in collaboration with an Oceanic Trust, a group of anthropologists and cultural practitioners, historians, linguists, and choreographers from the Pacific. How's this been carried forward in the creation of the stage adaptation, Rebecca? What have been some of the challenges for you?
I think it's been our first time as a company out in Manukau. And so it's been awesome to having about 50 kids coming in to do these rehearsals. We've got 2 months to put the show on. They rehearse every Sunday and then sometimes on Thursdays, and we head into theatre next week. But it's been really awesome, as someone who has my own cultural history, but to be a part of this side as well and to draw it all in from the musical director, the choreographer, and the director as well.
Tell us about these young people. Where did you find them all?
Where do we find them all? Well, they're all over, really. Most of them are coming from south and east Manukau, sort of way, and they sign up through the website and get involved, and we allow certain scholarships to come to schools around the area to come and watch the show, which I think is a really awesome thing.
Well, to be honest, I'd like to bring my mokos along too. They love the story, and it'll be interesting to see how the stage adaptation comes off. Have there been many other stage adaptations that you're aware of?
I believe there's been a couple of others from different high schools and all around the country. So it's definitely, it's a story that resonates with a lot of people, and it's just one that we love the music and we can get invested in the story and see kids on stage doing what they love in a culture that they know well as well.
Sounds exciting. Tell us more about the artists involved here. Who's going to play Maui and who's going to play Moana?
So we've got a couple of different kids cast in these roles. We've got two Moanas playing, and then the rest of the emphasis is put on the kids learning their ensemble work first. So we've got a junior ensemble and a senior ensemble, and then from there they get to play their lead roles on top of that. But it's really about nurturing that connection and love and confidence through being on stage.
And ultimately, the goal is to build confidence. These are young entertainers just treading the boards in their early stages of a career for the most part.
Exactly.
What would you say of their reaction to bringing this wonderful and interesting musical to life?
It's been really cool because it is a story that kids know well, and so therefore they know the music really well. So hearing them in the auditions or in the rehearsal rooms, it's like they've been practicing these songs for years. It was so in their body that they could just stand and perform and be these characters. And to see kids who have worked towards a role and then finally get the chance to do that role is really, really special. And actually, I came through the National Youth Theatre Program when I was younger as well, so I think it's so important that kids get to have a chance to do these roles and explore these sort of characters and also see other kids off stage doing something that they may want to do in the future.
When I described your role as a mentor for the young cast, what does that mean to you?
For me, that is mentoring with the cast, but mostly for the creatives. So because we do have, I guess, new choreographers and new directors on board, it's making sure that they also feel safe in the room, that they can provide the material and the cultural aspect in the best way that they know how. And I sort of help supplement all the fun stuff, like the admin and the all that stuff as well, and providing this guidance if they need anything.
Ka pai. Well, I take my hat off to you. Working with, they say in theatre or in film, be wary of working with kids or animals. I say that too, because sometimes working with tamariki can be like herding cats. How are you finding it?
Oh, it can. I've had the privilege of, you know, working with kids all over the country for many, many years, and it never ceases to amaze me what they are capable of doing. You know, you guide them, you lift them up, you give them confidence, and they will just run with it, which I think is epic. And seeing that, no matter where we are in New Zealand, you know, it's, you give that hope, you build that confidence, they can really do anything.
Speaking of confidence, theatre allows an opportunity for expression, and while it could be the precursor to a theatre life, the tools learnt or gained by being involved in theatre productions and the like can carry through to other aspects of life, certainly in as much as self-esteem and confidence, ability to communicate your thoughts. What do you think are the spin-offs for an involvement early in life and some of the skills that working in theatre might give to people useful in later life?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've seen it time and time again where, you know, you've had kids come through a program and just having the confidence within themselves to stand on the stage and sing a song or dance. I mean, that can be a scary thing for most adults, you know, to do that by themselves or even with a group of people. But for them to build that confidence, to be able to learn how to tell a story, that they then go into other jobs, I've seen people become radio hosts or even just going into politics or, honestly, it goes everywhere. To be able to learn to connect with people, to be able to have really deep conversations around what is the crux of the story and how do we want to tell it and how do we want to present ourselves on stage in this way. I take my hat off to those who, you know, taught me over the years, because I wasn't naturally a confident kid, but having those tutors around me who believed in me, who were like, here's an opportunity, go do this, yes it's scary but it will help you, I promise. And now that I get to sort of do the same thing is quite a cool, I guess, loop around. But to have those kids who come through from a young age and to see the confidence build over the years, it might be a little bit, you know, each time they get on stage or each time they get into the rehearsal room or they find a new friend, or it really, I just would recommend that everyone would do it, really.
Well, it's great talking with you, Rebecca. And obviously people mentored you as well, and so it's what goes around comes around. So I'm pleased that you're working so closely with the kids. So this is on at the Dewdrop Event Centre. How long is the season? Yep. And mums, dads, anyone listening today, it'll be a great celebration of a neat story. Let's go along and Tautoko, the National Youth Theatre production of Disney's Moana. How long is it running for? And gee, you put a lot of work in. Will it just be for a short season, then kumutu, or do you think it might have some legs and go other places as well?
For this season, we're doing 2 days. So we've got, I think, 4 school shows where NYT sort of sponsor those schools to come and watch it. And then we've also got 3 public shows, which you can buy tickets to. So we've got a Friday night, 8th of September at 6:30, and then Saturday, the 9th of September, at 11 a.m. and a 1:30 p.m. show as well. So 3 chances to come and have a look at these kids and their awesome, awesome work.
Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us, Rebecca. All the best with the mahi.
Sure, thank you.
Been nice meeting you. Thank you. Rebecca Schoenbeek-Berridge.